position and territory to get the job done and come away with some points early on in this ball game. First play of the game, and it's a toss to Baylor Kelly, who stiff-arms one man. Baylor takes another man on with him, and he's tackled out of bounds at midfield. And so a big run there for Baylor Kelly. It's a gain of officially 10 and a fresh new set of downs. They're actually going to mark Baylor out at the 47 of Yuba City, so Baylor getting three more yards there to make it a 13-yard gain. First and 10 now for the Hillmen. On one play, they're already in Yuba City territory. Ryan Miller hands it off to Sean Jones. Jones is up the field. 35-30, 25-20, 15-10-5. Touchdown, Placer Hillmen. And Sean Jones on the second play of the ball game goes 40-plus yards. And the Hillmen, for the time being, have a touchdown, but now a flag on the play. So hold on here. It's a holding call on the Hillmen. And so that 47-yard run by Sean Jones is negated, and so 6 points is taken off the board just like that.
Ball will be spotted at the 50-yard line, first down and 13.
So now that will take the Hillmen back 5 yards back to the 50-yard line. So Sean Jones' run does not count. It's with 11:44 to go. It is now first and 13 for the Hillmen. They give it to Lopez on the end around. Lopez cuts it inside, 40-35, and Alex Lopez gets that yardage back and then some. A fresh new set of downs for the Hillmen as Alex Lopez takes it inside the 35 of the Yuba City Honkers. This ball is marked now at Yuba City's 33, so the Hillmen moving the football at will on Yuba City in spite of a penalty that took back a touchdown run from Sean Jones. 11:20 to play in the first quarter, and the Hillmen showing no signs of slowing down. They come out now on a fresh new set of downs, first and 10 from the Yuba City 33. Ryan Miller, first pass of the game, darts out of the pocket, looking for somebody, bombs it downfield. It is caught in the end zone for a touchdown by Luke Platzer. Touchdown, Platzer. Hillmen. Holy guacamole, LP Luke Platzer. He went up for the deep ball, and Ryan Miller dropping the bomb on senior night. And the Hillmen, officially this time, no flags, no yellow on the field. 6-0, pen in the PAT. And so Luke Platzer, who had a very, very emotional week last week, responding with flying colors tonight. His first ball that he catches is a touchdown, and the Hillmen are up 6-0 as they gear up for the PAT, and the senior Andrew Marcus bangs it home 7-0. And so the Hillmen, in less than 5 plays, are able to score the first points of the game. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies for all your Auburn Trophy needs in the Auburn area. So 7-0 after Ryan Miller with the deep ball on the run finds Luke Platzer on the near sideline for the touchdown. And so with less than 1 minute played in this contest, your Hillmen already up 7-0. Seven to nothing as the Hillmen now kicking it away. Andrew Marcus is going to flop this one to around the 30. Ball's going to bounce, and letting it bounce out of bounds is going to be number 31, King Vang, the defensive back, the junior, who thought about grabbing it and just decided it was better to let it roll out of bounds. So here come the Yuba City Honkers. Their first drive of the game will start from their own 26. They're going to start under center. They send one man in motion. It is up the middle, and the Hillmen are going to push the defense or the running back back in the backfield, and so the Hillmen, with a big play there on first down, they stop the running back for a loss, getting that carry is number 20, Peter Etherow. No gain on that play. Santa Maria making the tackle, and it's second and 10 coming back, so they'll say that the Honkers got back to the line of scrimmage with 10:35 to play in the first quarter. Second down and 10 with 10:25 to play. Shotgun formation. Vaca back to pass. The quarterback pressure coming. Throws it. That pass is almost intercepted by Luke Platzer, who caught the touchdown. And it's now third and 10 coming up.
Broken up by Baylor Kelly.
Third down. Baylor Kelly broke it up as Luke Platzer. It almost fell into his lap there. Baylor with great coverage on the pass. And then Platzer almost let that one into his hands. Third and 10 with 10:18 to go. Vaca in the shotgun. Ulysses Vaca's had a pretty great year so far as quarterback of the Hawkers. He rolls out on third and 10. Pressure coming. He's going to dart out of the pocket. Has the corner. Passes bounced off the turf. Incomplete as that pass intended by the looks of it for number 3, J.D. Henry, the senior wide receiver. So now fourth and 10. The Hillmen forced the Honkers to punt on their first drive of the game as Kiefer Abs is back to return this punt from around the 50-yard line. He'll go back now to around the 40 of Placer's own territory. Vaca, who serves as the Yuba City punter, looking to find Kiefer Abs here for this punt. This is a high punt here. It's barely going to cross the 50. Abs will field it at the 42. That is a big punt.
Abs calls a fair catch.
Grab on the fair catch by Kiefer Abs. And Kiefer Abs, who had a little trouble a couple of weeks back in the punting game on the road. It's good to see Kiefer get his legs and footing underneath him, snagging the first one of the night, and the second drive of the night for the Hillmen will now start at their own 43 with 10:05 remaining in the first quarter. So the Hillmen now with a great opportunity with lots and plenty of time remaining on the clock to make this a two-score game. Shotgun formation, Ryan Miller going to hand it up the middle to Sean Jones. Jones spins around, gets some extra yardage as Sean is out to around the 49 of the Hillmen.
Sean Jones for a 6-yard gain brought down at the Hillmen 49-yard line.
Officially a gain of 6. Tackle is made on the play by 43, Isaac Cueva. Hillmen now 2nd and 4 from their own 49. This will be an interesting play here for Joey Montoya and the Hillmen. Have a lot of variables they can throw out here on 2nd and short. A lot of times they're able to use Ryan Miller on that bootleg or that play action. One pass so far, and it's a play action. Ryan Miller back to pass, stepping up in the pocket, pressure coming, tries to spin out of it, and he's going to be sacked at around the Hillmen 45. And in on that one, by the looks of it, is Jaden Brown, number 22, the junior defensive lineman. A loss of 4 on that sack, as Brown was able to corral Ryan Miller. And Ryan looking for somebody on that play action. Nothing opened up deep downfield. 8:55 remaining in the first quarter. The Hillmen in a comfortable 7-0 lead so far. Got to get it to the Honkers 47-yard line to move the chains and get a fresh new set of downs. Alex Lopez comes in the backfield. They go play action. Now they're going to go jet sweep to Baylor. Baylor 45, 50, 45, 40-yard line, and he's knocked out of bounds. But Baylor Kelly safely but surely has the first down for the Hillmen. As Baylor knocked out officially at the 41-yard line of Yuba City, and the chains move for your Hillmen. So the ball now at the Yuba City 41-yard line Ryan Miller under center, hands it off. They give it to Sean, and Sean is met in the backfield. Nowhere to go for Sean Jones, as making the stop on that one for the Yuba City Honkers is number 77. Brown in the backfield, as well as number 45, Pitts McNeil. So Sean Jones, they ran him up the middle three times now. The first two times have been for some gain. The last one, not so much. 7:47 to play. Second and 11 now. Loss of one. Ryan, three-step drop. Far sideline. Pass is caught. And to the 30-yard line and a fresh new set of downs is Kiefer Abbs. So Kiefer Abbs has been everywhere so far in the punt return game and the offense. Ball spotted at the 29-yard line. 7:34 to play in the first. J.D. Henry making the tackle there for the Honkers. The Hillman now at the Yuba City 29. First and 10 with 7:25 to play in the first. Ryan Miller under center. It's going to go to Baylor Kelly. Baylor stiff arms one guy in the backfield. 20, 15, and he's finally pushed out of bounds. Deep inside Yuba City territory by number 9, Austin Foley. And Baylor Kelly, only a couple of grabs so far, but he's making them count. And like Baylor only can, he is making big play after big play for the Hillman. They're going to mark him down at the 14-yard line. As the Hillman now have a fresh new set of downs with 7:12, again a new set of downs. Now we're going to get a timeout. It's going to be a timeout for Yuba City. That's their first timeout of the game. A quick commercial break for us. 7:12 to play in the first. Your Hillman in the driver's seat and continuing to drive here on KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
For over 30 years, Sunrise Natural Foods has been dedicated to helping our community find the best supplements and health foods for a vibrant, healthy lifestyle. Our expert buyers and product consultants carefully select top-quality, science-backed nutritional products to ensure you're putting the best ingredients in your body. Those 55 and better save 15% every Wednesday, and everyone saves on hundreds of products every day. Visit Sunrise Natural Foods today, where we look forward to serving you for the next 30 years.
For more Friday Night Football in the Foothills coverage, follow us on Twitter at KHI Radio. Now, back to the game.
Welcome back. Keith Joganatis here on KHI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. First and 10 for your Hillman now at the Yuba City Honkers 14-yard line after a big run on the outside by Baylor Kelly. The Hillman up 7-0. Ryan Miller under center. Sean Jones up the middle, and Sean is going to walk into the end zone. Touchdown, Blasser Hillman. And so Sean Jones, no flags this time, like the last time he was in the end zone, and the Hillman up 13-0 just like that. So your Hillman on senior night, not disappointing the Goldmine student section or the Hillman faithful. They're up 13-0 with 7:08 to play in the first. Andrew Marcus set for the PAT. Kick is up and it is good. Hillman up 14-0 with 7:08 to play in the first. The Hillman up 14-0. So 14-0 after the run up the gut by Sean Jones from 14 yards out. And the Hillman offense, which has sputtered a little bit in recent weeks, firing on all cylinders. And this kickoff per norm is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies for all your trophy and plaque needs. Andrew Marcus's kick is an onside kick. It didn't go 10 yards. And Yuba City tried to fall on it. They couldn't. And the Hillman have possession of the football. The Hillmen were not going to get 10 yards on the onside kick, and so the Honkers tried to dive on it, and the Hillmen, after the Honkers couldn't get the football, I think it was Baylor Kelly who pounced on the ball, and the Hillmen at the moment have possession as the refs are trying to find out where the ball is officially marked, and they'll mark it at the Hillmen 45. No, Shotgun for Ryan Miller on first and 10. Alex Lopez in the backfield. He goes up the middle to Sean Jones, and Sean might have gotten back to the line of scrimmage. That play wrecked from the beginning. We got a flag on the field. We'll wait to see what it's for. It's going to be a holding call on the Hillman, so it's a 5-yard penalty. It'll take it from the 45 to the 40 of Placer. So the Hillman so far, well, actually 35, excuse me. So the Hillman so far, besides a couple of penalties, have been pretty good on offense as they continue to put up points by the bunches. They are averaging at least 10 or more points per game in the first quarter. And they've scored at least 30 points in each ball game this season up until last week when they only scored sub 25 against 12 Bridges. First and long, Alex Lopez gets the handoff, and Alex still going as Alex crosses the 41 on the Placer side, on the far side, actually. Ball popped loose, actually, and Lopez was able to recover it. As Alex Lopez taking off the arm sleeves, he's blaming those for not being able to secure that football, most likely. So Alex Lopez off come the arm sleeves, and he comes out of the game as the Hillman now swapping out personnel. The ball officially marked at the 42-yard line after the run by Lopez. Gain of 7 will make it 2nd and 13 with 5:52 to play in the first quarter. Ryan Miller on the shotgun has one man in the backfield. Going to send Kiefer Abs in motion. Baylor Kelly pops out in the backfield on the jet sweep. Baylor looking for some kind of hole, can't get there, and he's knocked out of bounds on the Hillman sideline for what looks to be a loss of around 2. Third and long coming up now. So now third and long, Ryan Miller, play action, pressure coming, steps up in the pocket, goes downfield, and ball is almost caught in and out of the hands of Merrick Azzarello, number 4, near the Yuba City Hawker 35. He had Merrick dead to rights right there, and Merrick just was about a footstep or two, not quick enough. And so with 5:35 to go, it's going to be 4th and 16 for the Hillman, who most likely, you'd think in a situation like this, would punt. And the Hillmen have no signs of punting as Ryan Miller lines up in the shotgun. Empty formation, empty backfield. And now Ryan's going to punt it, so they tried to fake out Yuba City. They did not. The punt is caught on a line drive by number 3, J.D. Henry, and Henry is out across the Hillman 20. So J.D. Henry, who got the punt, caught it on a dime. The World Series going on right now. It's like he was in center field snagging that one and ran right through the Hillman special team. So the Hillman might not have thought that one through all the way. And as a result, the Hawkers have their best field position of the night at the Hillman 21-yard line with 5:24 to go. Ramon Fernandez, number 11 in the game for Yuba City. First down, they're going to give the run, and the run goes for no gain, getting back to the line of scrimmage right there as Cole Keim, the linebacker, coming up with the tackle.
Corum gets 1 yard on the play, ball spotted at the 20-yard line.
1 yard there for Ryan Corum, the junior running back, and Cole Keim on senior night. He's one of the most impactful players in my mind on this team, as Keim, as a linebacker, is the glue guy in that second level for the Hillman and has been all year long so far. So now we got 2nd and 9, a gain of 1 for Ryan Corum. Puts it to the Hillman 20-yard line. And we're going to get this play whistled dead on 2nd and long on the jet sweep to J.D. Henry. It's going to be a flag on Yuba City. And by the look of it, it's a legal procedure. 5-yard penalty there. And so now it'll be second and 14. The Honkers will have to get the ball to the Hillman 11-yard line to make it first and goal. Under 5 minutes in the first, and the Hillmans so far have really not allowed Yuba City a whole lot of movement up front and in the trenches. 4:06 to play and counting, as now Yuba City, with their best field position of the night, trying to make the most out of it. They have to come away with points here, the way that Placer's offense is just continuing to rack up the points. Shotgun formation, snap is high. Vaca fields it now, keeps it on the scramble, and just darts out of bounds far side to the Hillman 21. Gain of 4 on that one. It'll probably make it, might make it 3rd and 10 or 3rd and 11, depending on where they spot this. And they will spot it at the 21-yard line. So 3rd down and 10 officially now. So the Honkers, like I mentioned previously, will have to get it to the Hillman 11-yard line. 3:48 to play in the first. Ulysses Vaca, one of the most prolific quarterbacks in the area, only stands 5'9", but he makes up for it with that arm strength in the pocket. 3rd and 10, pressure coming, and Vaca goes down at the Hillman 25. And who else would be there but big bad Ivan Silva, the monster unleashed in the backfield. And Ivan De Silva, IDS, continues his reign of terror in his senior season. And that's why he has attracted college coaches all over the country, for athleticism up front like that. A big body to boot, and Ivan De Silva with a big sack there makes it 4th and long for the Hillman with 3:15 to play in the first. To play. Shotgun formation as Vaca and the Honkers will go for it. One back in the backfield in the shotgun. Two wide outs to the far side. Pressure coming. Vaca trying to get out of the pocket. Looking downfield for somebody. Now going to toss it. It is intercepted at the 5-yard line. And what an interception it was for the Hillman. And more specifically, it was for Kiefer Abbs. Kiefer Abbs one-handing the interception on the near sideline. And Kiefer Abbs with a big-time interception for the turnover. And so the Hillmen prevent Yuba City from coming away with any points on the big punt return. And so Kiefer Abbs, who's had a little trouble, as mentioned, with his hands, had no trouble with only one hand right there, snagging the INT. And the Hillmen start this drive with 2:51 in the first at their own 7. Miller under center. Hands it off. It's a big gain out across the 10. It's going to be Sean Jones. And the tackle made by number 34, Derek Powell. Gain of officially 6 for Sean. Gets it to the Hillman 13. They're going to have to get to at least their own 17 to move the sticks. .221 to play in the first. The Hillman handed off, and getting the first down is going to be Baylor out across their own 20.
Baylor Kelly to the 21.
So Baylor Kelly going up the middle to around the 21-yard line. Officially a gain of 8, moves the chains on second and short. We've seen a lot of Baylor Kelly on the outside on jet sweeps and in the passing game. Haven't seen a whole lot of them right up the middle. That's usually Sean Jones's forte. But Joey Montoya giving Baylor the option to go up the middle right there. He takes it no problem. 1:52 to play now, and Coach Montoya and Ryan Miller not on the same page. They'll take their first timeout of the game. We'll take a 30-second break. 1:52 to go in the first. Your Hillman up 14-0. And in total control against Yuba City here on KHI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
We are here with Connie from Auburn Trophies, located at 1221 Grass Valley Highway in the Fiddler's Green Shopping Center. Connie, sports are back.
And we are so glad Auburn Trophies has trophies for all sports. And we not only do trophies, but we do laser engraving, commercial plaques, and so much more. Stop by and see us anytime or
call them at 530-885-2669 or email sales@auburntrophies.com.
We are a proud sponsor of Placer Hillman Football on KHI.
You're listening to Friday Night Football in the Foothills on 104.5 FM and AM 950 K-High.
Welcome back. Keith Joganatis with you. 1:52 remaining in the first. Your Hillmen comfortably up 14-0 on Yuba City, and they come to the line from their own 21 on first and 10. Ryan Miller back to pass. Pressure coming. Going to fire it over the middle. Pass is a little short. It is still caught by Kiefer Epps. Kiefer still going. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Passer Hillman. Kiefer Epps, who had an interception a couple of plays ago, now catches a huge 79-yard touchdown pass. The Hillmen in the passing game firing on all cylinders. It is officially a 3-possession game in favor of the green and yellow. And the hometown crowd here at Lefevre, alive and well, celebrating the big-time bomb dropped by Ryan Miller. And Kiefer Epps catching it in stride, going all the way. Andrew Marcus is PAT good. Andrew 3-of-3 now. And with 1:39 to play, your Hillmen in total control on senior night. They lead it 21-0. So 21-0, your Hillmen after Kiefer Epps catching that football in stride. And so Luke Platzer has a receiving touchdown now, and so does Kiefer. This kickoff brought to you by Auburn Trophies for all your trophy and plaque needs. The ball rolls out of bounds, so the Hillmen will catch some penalty yardage on that one. So Ryan Miller spreading the wealth on senior night. He has had a touchdown pass to both Luke Platzer, number 3, and now to Kiefer Epps. And Kiefer, what a night for him on senior night. An interception and a touchdown snag of 79 yards. So with 1:39 to go, the Hillmen already up 21-0. Ball will now be officially placed at the Yuba City 42. So with 1:39 to go, the Hillmen now on defense, trying to stop Vaca and the Yuba City offense once again. In the shotgun are the Honkers. Going to send the tailback out into the receiving pattern. Screen pass caught by J.D. Henry. Henry looking for blockers, has a couple. Flag on the play as he's tackled at the 50-yard line. And we will wait to see what the flag is on the play. Holding is the call against Yuba City, and so that will back them up.
Ball will be spotted at the Yuba City 32-yard line. First down and 20.
First down and 20 for the Yuba City Hawkers here, as the holding penalty backs them up to their own 32. And the Hillmen, it's good to see them get back into the swing of things and off to a fast start. The last couple of weeks they've been playing from behind. So now to see them get off to a rocket ship type level speed start, that is something that Joey Montoya and the Hillmen coaching staff are loving to see. It is a handoff for Yuba City, and this will get to around the 34, maybe the 33-yard line to Corum. And under a minute to play in the first, the Hillmen now have forced the Honkers into a second and very, very, very long situation, second and 18. Petrovic making the tackle for the Hillmen.
Officials timeout.
We're going to get an official timeout here with 32 seconds. And it looks like there is some blood on the jersey of one player. Looks to be J.D. Henry. So Henry, a vital part of the Yuba City offense, will check out, as coming into the game now, by the looks of it, for the Honkers is number 80, and that's Jamison Hopper, the junior wide receiver. Three wideouts to the far side, one to the near side, one tailback in the backfield, shotgun for Yuba City on second and 18. Vaca rolls out to his right, pressure coming, going to zip it over the middle, pass is caught at the 49, and making a great open field tackle for the Hillman is going to be Abs as Fernandez making the catch. So second and long turns into third and short, and that will be the very last play of the first quarter. So your Hillman, who have been dealing with getting off to a slow start so far tonight, guns a-blazing. They're up 21-0 against Yuba City on senior night as we go to the second quarter here on KHI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
Wow, 2023 saw home insurance soar out of control, forcing many people to actually contemplate selling their home. Brandon Harris here to say it's not all doom and gloom. At Homer Insurance, you'll talk to real insurance experts that have real solutions. We work with dozens of real estate companies helping their agents solve problems every day. If you think you're paying too much, give us a crack and call Homer Insurance today at 916-339-7070. 916-339-7070.
Strictly Toyondas on Stadium Way, just behind Placer High, is committed to providing their customers with excellent service, period. They understand that automotive maintenance and repair is neither convenient nor fun. They value their customers and always put them first, listening to problems and helping find solutions. In addition to Toyotas and Hondas, Strictly Toyondas also services Subaru, Nissan, and Infiniti, as well as other domestic vehicles. Stop in at Strictly Toyondas at 135 Stadium Way in Auburn or call them at 887-0808. Strictly Toyondas.
This is your home for Friday Night Football in the Foothills, 104.5 FM and AM 950 KHI.
I get that play whistled dead before it even started by the officials. Yuba City lining up in a shotgun formation, and it's going to be offsides on the Hillman, and so that'll be a fresh new set of downs for Yuba City. So the Hillman, a lot more penalties in the last couple of weeks than they were accustomed to seeing in the first couple of weeks. And it's become a recurring theme for Joey Montoya and his group of Hillmans, something they do not enjoy seeing. First and 10 now from the Placer 47. Yuba City under center. It's Corum, and he is met in the backfield by a slew of Hillman. And getting there from the start was Danny Sanchez Harlow, number 21, as well as number 47. Alba in there as well. Santa Maria there as well. And so the Hillman, a slew of green jerseys making the stop on that play as they knock back Corum. They're going to say Corum got back to the line of scrimmage. Second and 10 coming up now for the Honkers of Yuba City. Ulysses Vaca getting the call from the sideline. 11:20 to play as the Honkers still in enemy territory. Under center is Vaca. They halfback toss it, trying to find a hole, but to no avail is going to be number 32, Cody Hayes, the sophomore running back, as he is tackled for a loss in the backfield on the halfback pitch. Officially a loss of 3 yards. Midfield is where the football is going to be spotted. Baylor Kelly making the tackle, and Keim, the linebacker, another tackle for Keim on the Keim count tonight with 10:48 to play. It's now going to be third and long, third and 13 to be exact, and the Honkers of Yuba City are going to have to get it to the Hillman 37 to move the chains. Shotgun for Vaca, one running back to the side. Two wideouts on both sides of the field. Going to send a man in motion to the far side. Vaca rolls out to his left, looking for somebody. Pressure coming, gets it off the last minute, but the pass rush affects that one as it hits the ground, intended for number 11, Ramon Fernandez, fourth and 13. Coming up now for Yuba City. So the football now is at midfield, and by the looks of it, Yuba City will not try anything crazy. They will send this ball away into orbit. So Yuba City set to punt this away to Kiefer Abs. It's going to be a high punt, and this one is going to be able to bounce at the 22, and it bounces out of bounds. So a great punt there by Yuba City for what it was by Vaca and the crew. It had the ability to land on a dime. And the ball is at the 22-yard line now for Placer. That's where they'll start this next drive. And so the Hillmen have pretty much scored on all but one drive thus far. Ryan Miller and company have been off to a great start, something that we mentioned early on in the game. Kiefer Abbs goes to the far side. Abbs, who caught the last touchdown pass of 79 yards for the Hillmen. What a play it was. 10-13 to play. As this drive will start officially at the Hillmen 23. Shotgun for Ryan Miller. Kiefer in the backfield. Now he's going to hand it off. It's actually Sean Jones in the backfield. My apologies. And Sean is pancaked at around the 24-yard line with 10:05 to play in the second quarter.
Sean Jones gets to the 25-yard line.
And, you know, we talk about as the season has wore on, Sean Jones, it's like taking a hammer to a block of granite. He's started to slowly but surely chip away every single game. Etherburn making the tackle there for Yuba City. Second and 8, gain of officially 2 for Sean. Ball at the 25. Hillmen got to get to their own 34. 33 maybe to move these sticks. Under 10 minutes to go here in the second quarter as Seth Hurd runs off the field. Shotgun now for Ryan Miller. Sean Jones in the backfield. They're going to send one man in motion. Ryan pump fakes. Looking for somebody. Darts out of the pocket, almost got sacked, fires it downfield, passes caught by Kiefer at the 40-yard line as he is tucked out of bounds. And Kiefer Abbs, what a day for Kiefer Abbs. A touchdown catch already, and another big-time catch to move the chains. And the Hillmen have a first down.
Tackle made by number 31,
King Vang. King Vang making the tackle for the Honkers of Yuba City. They are going to officially mark this ball now at the 45-yard line for the Hillmen, so a 20-yard pass and catch from Ryan Miller to Kiefer Abbs. Ryan Miller hurrying to the line. He goes under center on first down. Jet sweep. And taking this one is Alex Lopez, and Lopez has blockers. 30, 25, 20, still going. 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Placer Hillmen. Holy guacamole, Alex Lopez. Knifing through the defense on the jet sweep, and Alex Lopez adds another touchdown for the Hillmen faithful on senior night. And who would have thought Baylor Kelly, who's made all these great plays with the football, makes another great play blocking for Alex Lopez as Lopez darted to the near side on the jet sweep. For a minute, you thought as Marcus attempts the PAT, which is good, to make it 28-0. You thought Lopez was going to be tackled around the 40, maybe the 30, but Alex was able to still keep going, and he was in the end zone. And so before you know it, the Hillmen up 28-0 on senior night with 8:40 to go in the second quarter. This kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies, for all your trophy needs, go to Auburn Trophies. So Andrew Marcus set to kick this ball off as the Hillmen faithful firing on all cylinders as the Hillmen have just been able to really get this one going. This kick is fielded at the 40. No fair catch for number 10, Anthony Feliciano. And Feliciano was on the verge of getting crashed into, by the looks of it, by number 8, Cole Keim, on special teams. Ball is spotted at the Yuba City 43-yard line. So here comes Vaca in the offense with 8:37 to play in the first half. And the Hillmen just keep firing on all cylinders. And it couldn't have come at a better time with less than only one game after this left on the season. But more on that in a minute. Shotgun for Vaca and company. Three wideouts stacked to the far side, one to the near side. It's going to be a run up the middle to Corum, who is met by a green wall at the line of scrimmage. He got back to the line of scrimmage, but no more after that. As Corum was tackled. Corum, they're actually going to give a couple of yards to. A gain of two as Cole Keim and Petrovich making the tackle for the Hillman. Second and eight with 8:07 to play. Three wideouts to the far side, one to the weak side again for Yuba City on second and eight from the 45. Vaca swings it out into the flat, passes caught by J.D. Henry, stiff arms one man, bounces it out to the outside, still going, sweeps by another on a spin move, and then is finally wrestled down at around the 46.
Tackled at the 46-yard line.
So third down coming up now for Yuba City. Braden Wright making the tackle there for the Hillman. Third down and seven, gain of one on the swing pass in the flat to Henry. The Hillman, to avoid a first down for Yuba City, are going to have to prevent them from coming past their own 48-yard line. 7:11 to play. Shotgun now for Vaca. One tailback in the backfield. Vaca drops back to pass. Screen pass. Pass is caught. Not getting anywhere close to the first down marker is Yuba City, as making the catch is 87, Felipe Vela, the tight end. As Vela is tacked at the 50-yard line. So fourth and what looks to be three for Yuba City as they debate on going for it. And they will, as Vaca gets back to the line with 6:32 to play in the first half. And Yuba City down 28. You kind of have no choice but to go for it here. The way the Hillman offense, however, is moving the ball, you don't want to run the risk of giving them excellent field position right at midfield. Vaca back to pass in the shotgun. Pressure coming. That pass is caught. Is it going to be close enough with forward progress? It is not, as it looks like Yuba City is short by just about 1 yard. We might get a measurement here. And if there's no measurement for sure, then it is confirmed. Plasser will take over. And a turnover on downs for Yuba City. No, 6:06 to play in the first half as your Hillman stop Yuba City on downs. And so now here comes Ryan Miller and company. Ryan drops back the pass on first down, has the pass caught by Baylor Kelly at the Yuba City 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, cuts back inside, Baylor still going, tackled down at the 15. For a minute you thought there might be a face mask, no face mask called, as Baylor Kelly getting another grab, as another impressive play by Baylor Kelly in a long list of impressive plays throughout the season. Ball is out the 15 with 5:50 to play in the first half. The Hillman trying to tack on one more touchdown to make this a 30-plus point ball game. Ryan Miller under center. Sean Jones in the backfield. As they give it up the middle to Baylor. Baylor at the 5, still going as he hurdles one man, and he's tackled at the 2.
Kelly takes it down the 2-yard line.
Tackle made by 51 of Yuba City. No number, but nonetheless, first and goal for the Hillman as Baylor Kelly is stopped at the Yuba City 2-yard line. 5:25 to play. The Hillman under center. Sean Jones in the backfield. They give it to Baylor. Baylor breaks one tackle in the backfield. Still going. Lunges for the end zone. He might have got 1 yard to get it to second and goal from the Yuba City 1. Great last-second effort by Baylor, who got stopped up on his feet and then kind of did a body roll to get to the 1 yard line. Second and goal now from the Hawkers 1 yard line. 4:50 to play as the Hillmen clearly in control, just looking to work out some kinks on offense they might have had. Under center, they give it to Sean Jones, and Jones will walk in. Touchdown, Placer Hillmen. So a second touchdown of the night for Sean Jones makes it 34-0 Placer with 4:40 to go in the first half. The PAT by Andrew is good, so Marcus now 5 for 5 on PATs on the night. And 4:40 to go, your Hillmen clearly and confidently up 35-0. And so this kickoff is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies, for all your Auburn Trophy needs, think Auburn Trophies. 35-0 as the Hillmen are confidently in the driver's seat. And all those woes they had on offense, the turnovers against 12 Bridges last week, seemingly to be a thing of the past here as the Hillmen offense clicking at the right time of the season as the leaves turn orange and the weather gets a little more chillier by the week. This is a high kick for Andrew Marcus. It's fielded at the 34. It is caught, making one tackle and another move, and receiving it is Feliciano, as Feliciano marked down near the 40.
Takes a kick return to the 39-yard line.
They're going to officially mark Feliciano down at the 39-yard line.
Ball be spotted at the 40-yard line, first and 10.
4:38. To go in the first as a running clock now. Hillmen officially up 35 points, and that is the rule. Yuba City in the shotgun. Vaca, one tail back to his left. And the snap is bobbled, and Vaca is able to get on it at the last second. Loss of a couple there. Second and long coming up. A loss of three on the botched snap for Yuba City, and so the Hillmen defense hurrying up the Honkers there. It'll be second and 13 coming up now as the ball marked at the Yuba City 38. Well, actually second and 12, so my apologies on that one. 3:49 to play, and Yuba City just trying to get some kind of mojo going on offense as the Hillmen have been able to stifle them all night seemingly. One of the best defensive games they've had in weeks. Shotgun for Vaca, one tail back to his right. Drops back the pass. De Silva coming. Steps up, going to fire it downfield. It is going to be almost caught or intercepted, depending on how you look at it, at the 30-yard line. Intended for J.D. Henry, broken up by Merrick Azzarello.
Third down.
So third down coming up now. Ball is at the Yuba City 38. Again, they're going to be at third and 12. Another one tailback formation. Corm to the right of Vaca in the shotgun. Three wide outs to the far side, one to the near side. Now they send Corm out to the near side. It's going to be a screen pass tipped up in the air and then caught. But nonetheless, Yuba City will not get anywhere close to a first down. Fourth and maybe 10 coming up. And now we're going to get a timeout for the Hillmen.
Timeout, Hillmen.
And that will be Placer's first timeout of the night. They'll have two remaining. We go to a commercial break, 35-0 here on KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. Your Hillmen in the driver's seat.
For over 30 years now, Echo Valley Ranch has been serving the community with quality farm and ranch products. Farmer's Brand and Purina Feed, quality hay, alfalfa, and straw, all with delivery available. Looking for endurance tack? At Echo Valley Ranch, they outfit Tevis Cup Riders with bridles, halters, and reins. Need to keep your critters corralled? Echo Valley Ranch has horse shelters, fencing, gates, and panels for every size animal on your spread, and expert advice to help you design the perfect home for your livestock. Do you like eggs? Get your chicks at Echo Valley Ranch and watch those laying hens produce fresh eggs for you and the entire family. At Echo Valley Ranch, they have something for every animal you own, including the cow's favorite, the Salt Lick. Visit Echo Valley Ranch for the highest quality dog and cat food, all at competitive prices. Echo Valley Ranch, 205 Nevada Street, or call 530-823-1482. That's 823-1482. Echo Valley Ranch, your downtown feed store, and a whole lot more.
For more Friday Night Football in the Foothills coverage, follow us on Twitter at KHIGH Radio. Now, back to the game.
Welcome back. It was fourth down for Yuba City, and they were going to go for it on fourth and 10. The only problem is Justice Alba was offsides. He jumped the gun a little too early, and now it'll be fourth and 5 as the ball has moved up to the Yuba City 45. And so fourth down just got a little bit easier for the Honkers with 3:17 remaining in the first half. Shotgun for Yuba City. One tailback to the right. Back to pass is Vaca. Pressure coming. Now he's going to take it and run. Vaca trying to get somewhere. He's going to be leveled at around the 47 as making that play is BK Baylor Kelly. And it'll be another turnover on downs as Baylor trying to shake that one off a little bit as Baylor had a little bit of a shot there. It looks like Baylor's going to be okay, but man, he got up a little woozy after that hit that he laid on Vaca. And Vaca is not the easiest person to tackle in the open field. He's 5'9", 170 pounds, but he is a big, big man. But nonetheless, with 3:08, the Hillmen officially create another turnover on downs for Yuba City. They start this drive at the Yuba City 47. Up the middle to Sean. Sean across the 40, 35, cuts back 30, still going, looking for blocks 25, and ripping around on a spin move is 20 as Sean Jones with another big gain there, a gain of 27. Sean Jones, you know, and Sean trying to get his cleat back in there. He might have jumped out of his shoes, and the problem is that Sean Jones has his ankles taped up to his, darn near to his the top of his calves. So if that foot, if that shoe has come out, then Sean Jones gonna have to get that tape cut off, and Sean trying to do some surgery on the foot there to get his shoe back on. And that might be the most exciting thing of the night. Will Sean Jones get his shoe back on after it's been taped up? He's literally ran himself out of his own cleats. 2:33 to play, and you know, Baylor Kelly and Sean Jones, you know, you got a lot of great players in the area. There might not be a better backfield in the area than Sean Jones and Baylor Kelly, the way they've ran the ball all year. At this rate, they're going to eclipse more than 1,000 yards apiece on by themselves. 2:20 to play in the first half. The Hillmen have two timeouts remaining. First and 10 from the Honkers 21. Baylor Kelly getting the carry. Baylor squeezing up the middle inside the 20, tackled at around the 15. It's officially a gain of 3. That'll make it second and 7 as Jaden Brown making the tackle. Under 2 minutes. 35-0. 1:45 in the first half. It's an end around. It's Alex Lopez. Lopez in the 5. Lopez dives. Almost had his second touchdown of the night as Alex Lopez will make it first and goal. Tackle made by J.D. Henry, number 3, not before Lopez on the jet sweep end around was able to scooch by and get that as he is officially inside the 5-yard line. They're going to officially mark this ball at the Yuba City 3-yard line on first and goal, 1:18 to go. Baylor Kelly to the outside, and Baylor will walk into the end zone. Touchdown, Blasser Hillman. And so the Hillmen make it a 41-0 game here with 1:13 to play. As the Hillmen, the PAT by Marcus is good. Andrew is perfect kicking the football tonight. 1:13 left in the first half. One 13 to play, and so if you are a baseball fan, you'll be happy to know that Freddie Freeman has hit a walk-off grand slam, and so the Dodgers take game one of the World Series just like that. Many of you might be local Giants fans or A's fans even, to which we send our condolences. 1:13 to play in the first half. This kickoff brought to you by Auburn Trophies. It's a boomer for Andrew, taken by J.D. Henry at the 20. He makes some shakes and bakes, still on his feet, and finally wrestled down near the 21 by Azzarello.
Brought down the 21-yard line. Brought down by Merrick Azzarello.
Ball is going to be marked at the 23-yard line. 1:06 to play in the first half. As Yuba City now with one timeout remaining, they start this drive from their own 23. Shotgun formation now for Vaca and company. They go up the middle to Corum, and Corum is tackled and finally nailed at the Yuba City 23, a gain of a couple there for Corum. 1 yard officially, under a minute to play in the first half, and the Hillmen now just trying to get to halftime with nobody injured. Reset, not going to be a whole lot to discuss when you're up 42-0 like that. Maybe keep the spirits and the Gatorade cool on the sidelines, but other than that, just enjoying the moment for these amazing seniors who have put on a great year so far for the Hillmen faithful. 7-2, most likely after tonight, and still kicking and going. Vaca shotgun formation. Two wideouts to the far side, one to the left. Corum up the middle, and he will get a couple of there as he gets out across the 25. And that will be the last play of the first half. We've also got a flag on the play here as the clock stops with 6 seconds. It's going to be a face mask by the Hillmen, and so that will stop the clock. So Yuba City will get one more play here on third down, and it looks like after that face mask, it will be, by the looks of it, the ball spotted at the 33 for Yuba City. And that will move the chains on the face mask penalty. So Yuba City gets one last crack at this. The Hillmen playing prevent defense. Vaca back to pass. Pressure coming. Going to fire it toward the near sideline. Pass incomplete for number 11, Ramon Hernandez. That will do it for the first half. Your Hillmen up 42-0 on senior night. We go to the festivities. We'll go to halftime here on KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
Anderson's Sierra Pipe is a proud supporter of the Garden Goddesses on K-High. For retail supply needs, visit Anderson's at 825 Nevada Street in Auburn. If you're looking for irrigation supplies or need guidance on how to be water wise, Anderson's can help with everything from fertilizing to weed control and drainage. Anderson's is the area's largest supplier of pellets and energy logs, and they're fully stocked for summer orders to save on future price increases. Call Anderson's at 530-885-8475. If you're looking for service, repair, or water testing, Anderson's service department is at 385 Chamberlain Avenue. Call the service team at 530-888-3756. We'll be right back.
For all your heating and air conditioning needs, make it Mackey. As a proud sponsor of high school athletics, Mackey Heating and Air has honest, incentive-free technicians, the best prices around, and emergency service. Mackey also installs whole house fans that saves money and helps you live comfortably. Hillman supporters, mention this ad and receive $50 off any service. Call 530-885-3449 or go online to MackeyAir.com. Your local, reliable HVAC, Mackey Heating and Air.
For classic American food in a fun atmosphere, it's Mel's Diner in Auburn. Mel's is a throwback to the diners of the 50s and 60s with great food and service and family-friendly. Breakfast served all day, plus your favorite blue plate specials, classic fountain drinks and desserts, and over 15 delicious Mel burgers to choose from. So whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, order online or stop in Mel's Diner. 1730 Grass Valley Highway at Luther Road in Auburn, a proud supporter of Placer High Athletics. Since 1947, Robinson Sand and Gravel has been serving the community. They're still a family-run local business, and building one-on-one relationships with every customer is still their number one priority. They offer a complete line of construction aggregate, decorative landscape rock, and specialty soil. For years, local area customers with all kinds of projects have trusted Robinson, and you can too. 2145 Grass Valley Highway in Auburn, Robinson Sand and Gravel, a proud supporter of local high school athletics.
We are here with Connie from Auburn Trophies, located at 1221 Grass Valley Highway in the Fiddler's Green Shopping Center. Connie, sports are back.
And we are so glad Auburn Trophies has trophies for all sports. And we not only do trophies, but we do laser engraving, commercial plaques, and so much more. Stop by and see us anytime or
call them at 530-885-2669 or email sales@auburntrophies.com.
We are a proud sponsor of Placer Hillman Football on K-High.
For over 30 years, Sunrise Natural Foods has been dedicated to helping our community find the best supplements and health foods for a vibrant, healthy lifestyle. Our expert buyers and product consultants carefully select top-quality, science-backed nutritional products to ensure you're putting the best ingredients in your body. Those 55 and better save 15% every Wednesday, and everyone saves on hundreds of products every day. Visit Sunrise Natural Foods today, where we look forward to serving you for the next 30 years.
Strictly Tyondas on Stadium Way, just behind Placer High, is committed to providing their customers with excellent service, period. Now, they understand that automotive maintenance and repair is neither convenient nor fun. They value their customers and always put them first, listening to problems and helping find solutions. In addition to Toyotas and Hondas, Strictly Tyondas also services Subaru, Nissan, and Infiniti, as well as all other domestic vehicles. Stop in at Strictly Tyondas at 135 Stadium Way in Auburn or call them at 887-0808. Strictly Tyondas.
For over 30 years now, Echo Valley Ranch has been serving the community with quality farm and ranch products. Farmers Brand and Purina Feed, quality hay, alfalfa, and straw, all with delivery available. Looking for endurance tack? At Echo Valley Ranch, they outfit Tevis Cup Riders with bridles, halters, and reins. Need to keep your critters corralled? Echo Valley Ranch has horse shelters, fencing, gates, and panels for every size animal on your spread, and expert advice to help you design the perfect home for your livestock. Do you like eggs? Get your chicks at Echo Valley Ranch and watch those laying hens produce fresh eggs for you and the entire family. At Echo Valley Ranch, they have something for every animal you own, including the cow's favorite, the Salt Lick. Visit Echo Valley Ranch for the highest quality dog and cat food, all at competitive prices. Echo Valley Ranch, 205 Nevada Street, or call 530-823-1482. That's 823-1482. Echo Valley Ranch, your downtown feed store, and a whole lot more.
Anderson Sierra Pipe is a proud supporter of the Garden Goddesses on K-High. For retail supply needs, visit Anderson's at 825 Nevada Street in Auburn. If you're looking for irrigation supplies or need guidance on how to be water wise, Anderson's can help with everything from fertilizing to weed control and drainage. Anderson's is the area's largest supplier of pellets and energy logs, and they're fully stocked for summer orders to save on future price increases. Call Anderson's at 530-885-8475. If you're looking for service, repair, or water testing, Anderson's service department is at 385 Chamberlain Avenue. Call the service team at 530-888-3756.
Day one, diagnosis day, the hardest day, the day you hear,
"I'm sorry, this is a type of blood cancer."
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
On day 185, LLS helped me file my insurance claims properly.
We are here for you. We exist for everyone fighting leukemia, lymphoma, myeloma, and other types of blood cancer.
LLS provided immediate financial support that helped me keep my business going through treatment.
Day 5,840 and counting, and I'm still in remission.
To learn more and get help on day 1, day 2, day 983, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572. That's LLS.org, 1-800-955-4572.
Anderson Sierra Pipe is a proud supporter of the
Garden Goddesses. I can't believe we have to make this commercial.
It's ridiculous.
You'll think it's ridiculous too. Listen to this.
This commercial is about, well, it's about parents being rude at high school athletic events.
Ridiculous, right?
It gets worse. Studies show more than 75% of new high school officials are quitting because of bad adult behavior.
So now there's a shortage of refs here in California. In almost all sports.
No officials means no more games.
Is that what you want for us?
Come on, parents.
It's time to grow up.
Cheer for your team.
Be proud of your children.
But stop being so ridiculous.
And don't make us run another commercial.
Because we will.
This message presented by the California Interscholastic Federation and the California State Athletic Directors Association, reminding you to always practice good sportsmanship.
Only 1 in 5 people with disabilities, including those with autism, are employed, despite many having the skill set and desire to work.
Maybe it's because employers don't know what kind of jobs they can do.
Okay, try me.
What about a programmer?
That is a job for someone with autism.
What about a teacher?
That is a job for someone with autism.
Oh, how about a healthcare worker?
Yes, those are all jobs for someone with autism. The truth is, qualified people with autism can do a lot of different jobs, but often get overlooked due to outdated stigmas and beliefs. Businesses value diversity, but sometimes don't recognize the unique strengths and abilities of the autism community. Introducing WIN, the Workplace Inclusion Now program by Autism Speaks. We help businesses lead the way in inclusive hiring.
Ooh, what about a ranch hand?
Yeah!
Sure, that's a job for someone with autism too. To learn more, go to autismspeaks.org/win. That's autismspeaks.org/win.
Colorectal cancer patients hear a million things when they are diagnosed.
At least it's a good cancer.
You're strong. You got this,
just
girl.
Just stay positive.
You don't look sick.
My dad had cancer.
You know, I saw a juice
cleanse. I'm so sorry.
Everything will be fine.
Don't beat this. You're tough.
What are you going to do now?
And then there's what they really need to hear.
The Colorectal Cancer Alliance are survivors and caregivers who have lived what you are going through.
Did you know that the Alliance has access to clinical trials, screening navigation, and treatment options?
The BUDDY program helped me understand things in a way my doctors couldn't.
We are the largest nonprofit dedicated to ending colon and rectal cancers.
The Alliance is a guide along your path with cancer.
There is real hope.
Everyone over 45 needs to get screened. Everyone.
Learn about preventive screening and find support at colorectalcancer.org. Go to the Alliance. Go to colorectalcancer.org.
When your car is making a strange noise, no matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it. It can be as simple as talking to someone in your community or just taking a deep, calming breath when you need it. Nice. For mental health resources, check out loveyourmindtoday.org. At loveyourmindtoday.org, you'll find information that may help you get through a tough time. Things like tips for dealing with stress, how to navigate difficulties like financial worries, anger, substance use, and more. You can also find real stories of how people navigated their own mental health challenges. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Calling all big thinkers. The world's climate is changing. These aren't new facts, but it means we must think in new ways about how we can live, prosper, and provide energy for our world while protecting our planet. Engineers are answering the call to create cleaner, safer, reliable energy. Solar power, harnessing the power of the sun to light all corners of the globe. Wind power, channeling a simple breeze to bring electricity to our homes. Hydro power, using the natural flow of water to generate electricity. Nuclear power, engineering advanced reactors that are safer, more reliable, and produce zero carbon emissions. Engineers are leading the way and empowering the next generation. Engineers answer the call. Brought to you by the National Academy of Engineering. Learn more at nae.edu.
The Native community is big for me. Makes me feel good to pass on our Arapaho traditions. My kids love going up to the Sundance. I like to tell people the Sundance is about family. It's about the tribe. It's not just about the dancer. It's kind of like life. As a Sundancer, I'm just one spoke in the wheel. I need my family there. I need my role models. I need my people there, especially my children. You know, coming in that door, my family is ready to see me and they believe in me. Before, I'd never seen that from my people. But now when I walk in that door and I see those smiling faces and they're happy to see me, that's special. With my four kids, all I ask for them in Arapaho ways is health and happiness. Nothing more, nothing less.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
As a veteran, you get a lot of advice. But wisdom's harder to come by. A lot of people imagine themselves in our shoes, without understanding the weight on our shoulders. The truth is, few can understand the pressure of finding your own way after serving in the military. But few isn't none. You've got support. You can't control the chaos, but you can chart your way through it. Steady yourself. Take a breath. You're not alone. Learn more at maketheconnection.net.
A dog? I'm not. I was born for a purpose. To bring you hope. To guide you out of darkness. To stand by you as you rediscover life. When past battles cloud your mind, I push them away. You tell me I'm your hero, just as you are mine. You hold me when you're afraid, whisper that I saved you. With me by your side, no challenge is too great, no night too dark. I'm your guide, your companion, your friend. Your light. A dog? I'm not. With me, you see the world again.
Discover hope at Dogs, Inc. Visit us at dogsinc.org to learn more.
Every day, we fight to preserve magnificent places and wildlife. We are Earth Justice, a national legal nonprofit fighting for your right to a healthy environment. Every day, we fight to advance clean energy. We're Earth Justice, 135 plus lawyers representing clients free of charge. Every day, we fight to combat climate change. We're Earth Justice, and we're here because, now more than ever, the Earth needs a good lawyer. Earth Justice uses the power of law to ensure our planet and its inhabitants have a future. No one fights more cases on the environment than Earth Justice. And we win almost every time. Because when we win, the air and water are cleaner, food systems are safer, and public lands are preserved. And we win because these are fights we cannot lose. Want to join us in this fight? The time is now. Go to earthjustice.org today. That's earthjustice.org.
You look nice. How was work?
Well, it was fourth period, civics.
The kids were giving me the third degree. Was a UFO seen hovering over Washington, D.C.? Was a fisherman attacked by a 320-pound shrimp? They'd been bitten by the fake news bug, all right? And it was holding on like a driver's ed student to a steering wheel. How was I gonna get a bunch of wide-eyed kids to wise up about what they see on the internet? Then it hit me, like a dodgeball on field day. The name of the game was News Snoops. Each student got an article and 2 minutes to decide if it was credible or a fake. They were able to use fact-checking sites to get the cold, hard truth. Now the little hotshots are even teaching their gullible grannies a thing or two about phony news. But how was your day?
Pretty good. I got a new title today. Office Birthday Party Planner.
Oh, fun.
Teachers just have better work stories. If you want a creative, collaborative job worth talking about, head to teach.org. Brought to you by teach.org.
Runners, to your mark. Set.
Some may see a sprinter. At the NFHS, we see a future leader already off to the races. Some may see a volleyball player.
One hit! Way to go, girl!
At the NFHS, we see a spike in confidence that will help her achieve her potential. What else do we see? Musicians learning to march to their own beat. We're the NFHS, the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and activities in America, helping today's teenagers develop the skills they need to become tomorrow's leaders. And we see it happening in communities across California every single day. Learn more about the NFHS commitment to youth at nfhs.org. This message presented by the NFHS, the National Federation of State High School Associations.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
CT, MRI, and other radiology exams may cause anxiety and even fear if you don't know what to expect. Visit radiologyinfo.org. You'll find easy-to-understand, up-to-date information on more than 260 radiology procedures, exams, and disease descriptions. Radiologyinfo.org also offers patient safety information, medical images, and videos of radiologists describing how to prepare and what to expect. There's even a section for children called Rad Info for Kids. Radiologyinfo.org is free and does not require registration and is available in English and Spanish. Best of all, radiologyinfo.org is continually reviewed by medical experts to ensure that it's accurate and up to date. Visit radiologyinfo.org today. Produced by the Radiological Society of North America and the American College of Radiology.
Yeah, military life can have its challenges, but sometimes veteran life brings more.
While serving in Iraq, an IED took both my legs, but it didn't take my spirit.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
My name is Greg Gadsden, 26-year Army veteran.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
DAV helps veterans like me get all the benefits they've earned, and that can be a life changer.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Today, I'm an entrepreneur, photographer, and public speaker.
But there's more to be done and more victories to be won. With the right support, there are no limits.
My victory is just being the best that I can be.
Greg Gadsden, thank you for your service. May your victories inspire many more. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Every year, dozens of first responders and police are injured or killed while assisting motorists on the side of busy highways. And hundreds of people are killed changing tires or stopping for other reasons. Most drivers are unaware that the law in all 50 states says that when you see flashing lights, you're required to slow down and move to the next lane. Failing to obey these laws can result in fines and criminal charges if someone is injured. So if you see a police car, ambulance, tow truck, fire truck, or any emergency vehicle on the side of the road, slow down to at least 20 miles per hour below the speed limit and move to the next lane. And if you think you need to pull over to the side of the road, do so only if it's an emergency, and never pull over to the median side of the highway. Park as far from the highway as possible. Turn on your hazard lights, make sure all passengers get out of the vehicle, and light flares if you have them. And don't risk your life trying to change a flat tire on a dangerous highway. Carefully drive to the nearest exit. To learn more, visit nationalpolice.org.
You say you'd never give in to a meltdown. Never let kids' toys take over the house. And never fill your feed with kid photos. You'd never plan your life around their schedule. Never lick your thumb to clean their face. And you'd never let them leave the house looking like less than their best. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it. Never let them stay up too late. And never let them run wild through the grocery store.
On aisle 6 and aisle 3.
So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, know it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Friday Night Football in the Foothills on 104.5 FM and AM 950 K-High.
Yoganatis, KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. Your Hillmen lead at 42-0 as the first drive for Yuba City will start at their own 29-yard line. And for the Hillmen, who are up 42-0, just looking to get out of this second half with no kinks and no injuries, so to speak, the first give up the middle. For a gain of a couple. Powell getting the ball carry up the middle. Atkinson and Nazarello there to make the tackle. Officially a gain of 3 on the play. Make it 2nd and 7. .10:45 to play in the third, as the Hillmen and the Honkers looking to end this game on a high note. Shotgun formation. Now they're going to lapse at the line of scrimmage. Eye back set up the middle. Gain of 1, maybe 2. Thank you. 2nd and 6. Coming up, actually 3rd and 6, excuse me. 10-11 to play, and for the Hillmen now, no doubt are going to want to get out of this game. Mm-hmm. Ball is at the 33-yard line with 9:42 to play. Third and six now for Vaca and the Honkers. As Vaca darts out of the pocket, pressure coming, looking downfield, throws it out of bounds, incomplete. It'll be fourth and six coming up now. And so for the Hillmen, after this game, they will end their season on the road. As they will take on River Valley next week to close out the regular season. As the Hillmen set to return the punt. Nobody back there. It's a great punt for Vaca and the company as it rolls deep into Hillmen territory. And they will finally down it at the 15-yard line. So 8:08 to play now as it is a running clock. It'll be a running clock for the remainder of the game. And the Hillmen up 42-0. As always, we want to thank our sponsors for the time being. This game is brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies for all your trophy needs and for the Mel's Diner. And the Hillmen have all the reserves, and it's a run up the middle to the 30. And getting that run is number 24, Santa Maria, who's out across the 30-yard line. Ball is at a 33-yard line. 7:15 to play. Just laughing at something on the inside joke from the day as the give is to Alex Lopez, and Lopez out across the 40 as he gets a gain of about 7 or 8 on that run right there. Second and short coming up. King Vang making the tackle there with 6:57 to play. Second and two now. Ball's at the 41-yard line. 6:42 to play in the third quarter as the Hillmen already put 42 points up on the board. Flirting with the idea of having a season high. We got a flag on the play now. Offsides on Yuba City, as that will be a 5-yard penalty. Makes it first and 10, and we're going by fast here via the running clock. We're officially under 6 minutes in the third now. First and 10 from the Placer 45. And the give is up the middle to William Santa Maria. And Maria breaking a couple of tackles. He is down at the Yuba City 41 near that area. Five 10 to play. Ball is at the 40-yard line for Yuba City, under 5 minutes in the third now. They go up the middle again. Placer does on first and 10. More than a gain of a couple.
Santa Maria for a gain of 7.
Gain of 7 officially.
Brought down by number 23, Aiden Schilford.
Santa Maria with the carry across the 35 as the ball was marked down at the 32-yard line. And it's going to be a pass to the flat on second and 3. Pass is incomplete from Liam Grant. Third and short coming up now, about 4 minutes to play in the third, as the Hillmen right now are just trying to get off the field in one piece. The game obviously in hand. And now third and short now for the Hillmen from the 32-yard line. They've got to get to the 29. It's going to be up the middle to Santa Maria, and it looks like Santa Maria has the first down, and then some with 3:17 to play in the third. So now first and 10 with 2:50 to play, as the Hillmen just trying to milk as much clock as possible. With 2:45 to play, we are almost to the fourth quarter, as the Hillmen in no rush to hike this football. Joey Montoya, a class act through and through, could easily, most likely, just keep running up the score on Yuba City. Instead, he has elected to chew as much clock as possible. As Santa Maria goes up the middle on first and 10, he might have gotten one on the carry. And, you know, I think that speaks to the culture we have here at Placer, and specifically with one that Joey Montoya has built over the years. The Hillmen have had a lot of years with superior-like teams and could easily beat a team 50 to nothing if that was their intention. Obviously, they did not intend to be up 42 to nothing just like this. But for sure, the Hillmen have shown class tonight, they've shown poise, and they've shown sportsmanship as they've ran as much time off this clock as possible before hiking it. It could easily be a situation where they could have kept the Stars in. You run the risk of injury, but they could have easily put 60 plus or more on Yuba City tonight the way this one has gone. 1:30 to play. They give it up the middle. A great tackle up the gut, as getting stopped is Sarenbitz, the running back. So now third and 13 with a minute to play. So now third and long from the third and one for the Honkers. The Hillmen got to get to at least the 18. They go up the middle, and they get close to it, but they will not get the first down on the carry by Santa Maria. Fourth and short coming up.
Santa Maria picks up 7. That'll bring up a fourth down and 6. Tackle made by Austin Foley.
Tackle made by Austin Foley, and that will likely be the final play of the third quarter. So the Hillmen trying to get off the field for the next 12 minutes in one piece. They are one quarter of play away from a 7-2 record here on KHI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM.
For over 30 years, Sunrise Natural Foods has been dedicated to helping our community find the best supplements and health foods for a vibrant, healthy lifestyle. Our expert buyers and product consultants carefully select top-quality, science-backed nutritional products to ensure you're putting the best ingredients in your body. Those 55 and better save 15% every Wednesday, and everyone saves on hundreds of products every day. Visit Sunrise Natural Foods today, where we look forward to serving you for the next 30 years.
Strictly Toyondas on Stadium Way, just behind Placer High, is committed to providing their customers with excellent service, period. They understand that automotive maintenance and repair is neither convenient nor fun. They value their customers and always put them first, listening to problems and helping find solutions. In addition to Toyotas and Hondas, Strictly Toyondas also services Subaru, Nissan, and Infiniti, as well as other domestic vehicles. Stop in at Strictly Toyondas at 135 Stadium Way in Auburn, or call them at 887-0808. Strictly Toyondas.
This is your home for Friday Night Football in the Foothills, 104.5 FM and AM 950 K-High.
Andrew Marcus attempted a 45-yard field goal to start the fourth. Kick is up. It is good for Andrew Marcus.
And the kick is good.
And Andrew slinging the bow and arrow afterwards. Man, so the Hillman, courtesy of Andrew Marcus, and Andrew, who missed that potential game-winning kick against Roseville. It's good to see him get one through on opening on senior night. And the Hillmen lead it 45-0. This kickoff brought to you by Auburn Trophies. Auburn Trophies in the Auburn Valley for all your trophy needs. So Andrew Marcus's kick of 45 yards. You love to see Joey giving him that opportunity to kick that one. .10:44 to play as Feliciano. Fair catch in this football at around the 30. So Yuba City now looking to try to put some points on the board for the first time tonight. They will start this drive from their own 36. Shotgun. Now we're going to get a whistle before that play even starts. So ball's at the 31-yard line, first and 15, as 5 yards on a penalty for Yuba City. 9:33 to play. Vaca hands it off up the middle, and the Placer defense is right there. Checking in long, coming up. It's going to be a loss of a couple there. As the ball now is at the 34-yard line. Actually, second and 12, so a gain of 3. So not a loss, gain of 3. My apologies. Under 9 minutes to play. Yuba City driving. Shotgun formation. One tailback to the left. Two wideouts on bunch formation on the near side on those two wideouts. They send one now in motion in the backfield. And getting the end around for Yuba City and being crashed out at the 38 is Roland Bridges. Third down coming up now with 8:40 to play in the third.
Tackle made by number 12, Seth Hurd.
Seth Hurd making that tackle.
Third down and 8. False start.
And a 5-yard penalty on a false start from Yuba City. Ball's at the 33-yard line. 3rd and 13 coming up. .736 to play now in the third. Vaca bootleg to the right. Pressure coming over the middle. Pass is dropped at the last second over the middle. Intended for number 10, Feliciano, the wide receiver. 4th and long coming up now for Yuba City. You got to give Yuba City credit. They're out there fighting the good fight, trying their best to the very end. For the Hillmen, you're just trying to get off the field in one piece. Under 7 minutes to play now, and the Hillmen will go to 7-2 on the season. And more than likely, the league title out of grasp as 12 Bridges and Roseville ahead of them in the standings. That is a good punt there for Yuba City as it's fair caught. And the ball will be placed at the 50-yard line. 6:14 to play in the fourth. Ball officially at midfield here. And Joey Montoya is going to try to take as much clock off the field as possible. Ball's at the 50. Liam Grant back to pass. Going to throw it to the near side. Pass is caught by Keelan Beveridge Harrison, the junior, as Beveridge Harrison is out across the 50 to the Yuba City 40. .528 now in the fourth as the Hillmen trying to chew as much time off as possible. The only problem is they keep moving the football at field on the down the field at will. And now up the middle, ball's at the 30-yard line.
Santa Maria gets across the, or to the 30-yard line.
Ball's at the 30-yard line.
First down.
First down now as William Santa Maria getting the carry. Santa Maria getting some late touches here in garbage time. Ball's at the 30-yard line now for the Hillmen and Yuba City territory as Liam Grant having a little confusion there trying to mix and match it. They go up the middle, and getting the carry on that one is Santa Maria. Up the middle for a gain of a couple. And it's going to be under 4 minutes officially now.
Second down, 7.
As Romero making the stop there up the middle. Ball officially at the 27. .338 to play now. Under center are the Hillmen as Grant hands it off and bouncing to the outside is going to be number 23 for the Hillmen. So the Hillmen now have this ball on a first and goal at the Yuba City 8, and Joey Montoya looking to chew as much time off the clock as possible. We're under 3 minutes. The only problem is they're knocking on the door left and right. Obviously, Joey not trying to run the score up on anybody by any means, but you have to play the game, and the game calls for you to go north to south. They go up the middle again, and at the one-yard line, might have got in at the last second is Sarenbitz, who had the carry. That's actually going to be Santa Maria who had the carry. My apologies. So William Santa Maria with the carry there to the 1 yard line.
Santa Maria gets close, brought down the 1 yard line.
Ball's at the 1 yard line for the Hillmen. They'll go up the middle. Touchdown, Placer Hillmen. William Santa Maria getting in, and that will likely cap off the night as the Hillmen make it 51-0. It looks like that one is going to be good on the PAT just by a sliver. The Hillmen making it a 52-0 ball game with 1 minute to play officially in the ball game, and that might be the last play of the game. And it looks like it will, as Yuba City is on the kickoff unit right now. It looks like the Hillmen might be lining up to shake hands with 44 seconds. There's 33 seconds remaining, and the Hillmen are going to have to kick this off, so they finally go out there. Seconds to go. This ball is booted out of bounds, and that might be the smartest thing to do, and that will do it. The Hillmen, after a tough loss to 12 Bridges, officially get back on the right track as they beat Yuba City 52-0 to cap off the final home game here at LaFever Stadium. We'll be back in 2 minutes, or 1 minute, excuse me, with the postgame show. The final score here on KHI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. Your Hillmen 52, the Honkers of Yuba City, nothing. We'll be right back with the postgame show.
Anderson Sierra Pipe is a proud supporter of the Garden Goddesses on K-High. For retail supply needs, visit Anderson's at 825 Nevada Street in Auburn. If you're looking for irrigation supplies or need guidance on how to be water wise, Anderson's can help with everything from fertilizing to weed control and drainage. Anderson's is the area's largest supplier of pellets and energy logs, and they're fully stocked for summer orders to save on future price increases. Call Anderson's at 530-885-8475. If you're looking for service, repair, or water testing, Anderson's service department is at 385 Chamberlain Avenue. Call the service team at 530-888-3756.
For more Friday Night Football in the Foothills coverage, follow us on Twitter at KHI Radio. Now, back to the game.
Welcome back, KHI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. The final score from LaFever Stadium, the final home game at LaFever Stadium for the 2024 season, as your Hillmen with a dominant performance, 52-0 over the Honkers of Yuba City. For the Hillmen tonight, a great way to respond after a tough loss to a 12 Bridges ball club that really took them to task on defense and forced them to turn over the football. Tonight, not the case on senior night, as the Hillmen seniors went out with a bang, and they win with a 52-0 score on the night. The Hillmen will close out their season next week on the road at River Valley, 7:30 p.m. kickoff time on November 1st, and we will bring you that game here on KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM. The final score tonight, your Placer Hillmen 52, the Yuba City Honkers nothing. For Keith Joganonis and everyone here at KI Radio, 950 AM, 104.5 FM, we are signing off saying, in the best of times and the worst of times, it is always a great time and a great day to be a Hillman. Goodbye.
Placer Hillman Football has been brought to you on KHI by these great sponsors. Please support them whenever you can. Depot Bay Coffee Roasters, Mackey Heating and Air, Mel's Diner Auburn, Robinson Sand and Gravel, the Roseville Auto Mall, Auburn Trophies, and by Foreman Eye Care. You'll hear every Placer Hillman game this season right here on 104.5 FM and 950 AM KHI. Good night, and thanks for listening.